Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 97. We're going to be reading this psalm twice, first from the New International Reader's Version, which is a nice, easy to read version, and then from the English Standard Version, which is a good academic version. So join with me as we read together Psalm 97. The Lord rules. Let the earth be glad, let countries that are far away be full of joy. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. His rule is built on what is right and fair. The Lord sends fire ahead of him. It burns up his enemies all around him. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees it and trembles. The mountains melt like wax when the Lord is near. He is the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens announce that what he does is right. All people everywhere see his glory. All who worship statues of gods or brag about them are put to shame. All you gods worship the Lord. Zion hears about it and is filled with joy. Lord, the villages of Judah are glad because of how you judge. Lord, you are the Most High God. You rule over the whole earth. You are honoured much more than all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. He guards the lives of those who are faithful to him. He saves them from the power of sinful people. The light of his favour shines on those who do what is right. Joy comes to those whose hearts are honest. You who are godly, be glad because of what the Lord has done. Praise him because his name is holy. And now we read the same psalm again, but this time from the English Standard Version. The Lord reigns. Let the earth rejoice. Let the many coastlands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness are all around him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries all around. His lightnings light up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all the peoples see his glory. All worshippers of images are put to shame, who make their boast in worthless idols. Worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and is glad. And the daughters of Judah rejoice because of your judgments, O Lord. For you, O Lord, are most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. O you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous, and joy for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, O you righteous, and give thanks to his holy name. So this is Psalm 97. And throughout this psalm, the psalmist is reminding us just who God is, and reminding us that God reigns, that the Lord rules, that he's the one who is to be celebrated all over the earth. I really loved from verse 1 where it said, let the many coastlands be glad, anywhere on the coast. And then verse 4, it says, the whole earth sees. Verse 5, he is the Lord of all the earth. Verse 6, all the peoples see his glory. And then we've got some more specific praise as well from the people, the daughters of Judah in verse 8. Seeing who God is and coming to know him is not something that is only for people who live in this place or that place, in this country or that country. But it is for everyone to see. and for everyone to rejoice over. Whether we're on the mountains, whether we're down on the land, God is still God. And the psalm uses lots of this world imagery to tell us about who God is. His lightnings light up the world. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. And it's through these things, through the beauty of creation, that we come to see who God is. That we come to see his glory. And then there's a comparison in verse 7. All the worshippers of images are put to shame. And it's easy for people to look at the world and rather than worship the one who made it, to start worshipping the creation. And this has happened all through history. It still happens today that people worship all sorts of things, or they think that there's particular gods or particular things. If you've seen the superhero movies at all, then you'll know about Thor, who's supposed to be the god of thunder. That people like to attribute individual things in nature to separate gods. But there's this call, worship him, all you gods, in verse 7. And we know that all of creation, whether that's the lightning or the mountains, all of it points to God. All of it worships who he is. And this flows nicely from the previous psalm. And in the previous psalm, there are verses about let the heavens be glad, let the earth rejoice and the sea roar, let the forests sing for joy before the Lord. And it continues in this psalm as well, that all of these things point us to who God is. And then there's an encouragement. Oh, you who love the Lord, hate evil. He preserves the lives of his saints. He delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light is sown for the righteous. So you who love the Lord, don't delight in what's evil in this world, but rejoice in him and his goodness. And know that the one who made the mountains and the lightning, he is the one that looks over us. And he is the one that delivers us. He is the one who makes sure there is light so that we can see, and spiritual light so that we can understand. Let's not start worshipping things we can see or people that we can see, but let's worship the one who made all things. This has been Psalm 97. Thank you so much for listening to Daily Psalm Reading today. God bless you, and goodbye.